Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Afternoons with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here this evening as we cruise into the 5 o'clock hour.
The bitching hour.
It is the bitching hour. We will get to the rest of this season here for the Patriots and what that's going to look like. As Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee yesterday had some interesting things to say about that. Mm-hmm. What these last five games are going to mean for not just the Patriots, but for Jerod Mayo, for someone like Elliot Wolf, for someone like Alex Van Pelt. DeMarcus Covington, a lot of guys potentially on the hot seat here. So we will get to all of that in just a moment. But right now, it is time. It is Tuesday. And that means it is time for a quiz with Stiz.
My favorite part of the week.
Mine too. What do we got today, Stiz?
Oh, guys. You guys make me feel so nice inside. All right, and this is also Dan's first quiz with Stiz.
That's true. Is Dan playing? Is it like...
No, he's not
I'm just here to observe the car wreck.
Okay, got it.
Strap in, Dan.
Yep.
I was thinking maybe he could be like a lifeline for you guys, but he was... I don't know.
Oh,
we'll see.
I don't hate that idea.
We'll
workshop it. That's not a terrible idea.
We'll workshop it.
Okay,
so last week you guys were giving me a lot of guff.
Phone a DB.
Yep, giving me a lot of guff. Phone a DB, that's great. Giving me a lot of guff, but something came up organically during last week's quiz, and that is that you both share an affinity for football movies.
We do.
Okay.
And so, this week's theme is football movies.
Okay.
Alrighty? And so, you guys know we have, I have a little more than 10 questions. We'll see how many we get to.
That's what you've been doing over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys will guess right off the rip. If neither of you gets it with the guess, we have some multiple choice, and there will be no gimme points, okay?
Okay.
Dan selected heads or tails earlier. Arcan, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Tails indeed never fails. I know, Andy, it's like the third week in a row.
I am definitely getting hosed.
But
this is not statistically possible.
At least this time you can blame the DB.
That's right. Ballbuster.
All right. Arcan. First question, quote, I tell you one thing, boys, that ain't no golden retriever, that there is a golden receiver. What movie is that quote from?
Okay, I don't know if I know the entire thing, but Air Bud plays football.
I feel like he needs the whole,
Air Bud.
He nailed it.
Right?
He nailed it.
I know Air Bud initially was a basketball movie, but Air Bud.
That's what Dan said. He's like, wait a minute. I thought that was a basketball. I said, no, my friend.
I missed the sequel, apparently.
No, wait a minute. I think it was Air Bud Golden Receiver is the name of the movie. I think that's the full movie, Air Bud Golden Receiver.
Nailed it.
But whatever, Air Bud should count there. All right, so thank you.
I'm getting hosed again.
All right. Whatever, you won last time.
That's true.
You didn't get hosed. All right, 1-0. 1-0 Arkin.
People are just guessing on the Twitch chat, just random.
Yeah, watch that Twitch. All right, Andy.
I'm not going to look at the thing. I'm not going to look at it.
I might.
Andy, Friday Night Lights is set in this Texas city, which becomes obsessed with its high school football team's performance.
Odessa.
We got a game, ladies and gentlemen. We have a game.
Boom!
Said multiple choice what? I don't even need it.
I don't need
both of yous. Both of yous. One for one.
Lifelines. Take your lifeline and drown.
All right, Arkan.
Yes.
The movie American Underdog narrates the story of this NFL MVP and Hall of Fame quarterback that played in the Arena Football League and NFL Europe before the NFL.
Who is Kurt Warner, Stiz?
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Why don't you just give him the point?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Zach Levy. Zach Levy was played Kurt Warner, I believe.
I feel like we've had an overcorrection. Last week, they were impossible. This week, they're pretty easy.
All right,
so far,
wait a minute,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Although, I don't know if I know Odessa, because I wasn't a big Friday Night Lights fan.
Stiz, really? They usually complain like this every week.
Let me tell you something that I've learned about both Andy and Arkin.
Yeah.
They are both super competitive.
Yes.
Okay.
And we
super
are,
competitive.
And we will bitch about it. Literally anything that happens.
We're super competitive bitches.
Yes.
Okay. Arkan.
Yes. No, it's a.
No! Yeah, oh, Andy. Yeah. Oh, I apologize.
I'm up 2-1, by the way.
Yes. Andy, in Jerry Maguire, this football player, famously portrayed by Cuba Gooding Jr., demands his agent show him the money. Which character was that? The name of that character.
Uh-oh.
Oh, baby.
Pretty quiet over there now.
I don't hear a peep. I don't think it's
He's trying not to show that he's reading the Twitch chat right now.
Rod Gainwell.
Ooh, no, I'm sorry.
I believe we're looking for Rod Tidwell. Rod Tidwell.
I actually thought of not answering because I thought I might help you go in that direction, but you clearly just knew it.
I knew it. I was getting that one regardless.
I kept thinking of Gainwell. Isn't there a guy in the NFL right now named Gainwell?
Maybe.
Running back?
Kenneth Gainwell, Philadelphia.
Kenneth Gainwell.
Okay.
Got you. Somebody's got to help you out, Hart.
What is it, 3-1?
It is 3-1.
Some beach. Not out of the way yet.
No, yeah. You
had
a
strong comeback
last week, yeah.
Okay, Arkan. In the movie Radio, this actor portrays James Robert Radio Kennedy, a young man with an intellectual disability who becomes an inspirational figure for his high school football team.
I did not care for this movie, but the answer is Cuba Gooding Jr. Cuba Gooding Jr. was Radio.
That's right.
Yes.
Two Cubas in a row. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. A couple of Cubas.
I don't care
there.
For that placement.
That movie wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah. I didn't like it that much.
Okay, Mr. Hart. In Little Giants, this team's star player, Becky O'Shea, had this nickname.
I don't think I've seen this movie. Hans McGee.
No.
I don't think I've seen the movie.
May have been in the sequel, Hans McGee.
I believe. I keep thinking of the cat from Julie the Cat from Mighty Ducks, and now I can't get that out of my mind.
Great flick.
What was her nickname in the movie?
Becky O'Shea.
Big Hit Becky, I don't know.
Big Hit Becky.
I feel like that was better than what they came up with.
Becky Got Back. Okay, no.
That was way better.
Andy, was it A, Icebox, B, Big Cheese, or C, The Refrigerator?
I'm going to say not The Refrigerator, because obviously that was Perry. So I'm going to just say that was to throw me off of the real answer, which is Icebox.
Nailed it.
Icebox, that's right.
Nailed it.
That's big.
Right. Where his heart said it, used I was like, to be. That's right, yep.
Staying alive.
Okay, Ark, what's the score?
I got 4-2, Christian.
4-2, Christian.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Don't call it a comeback.
We won't yet.
I'm worried.
Arkan.
Yes.
The Blind Side depicts Michael O'Hare's journey from poverty to becoming a first-round NFL draft pick.
It's Michael Orr.
By
Orr.
Michael Orr.
Not Michael O'Hare.
Michael O'Hare.
We all learned something.
Is that the Irish adaptation of the movie?
Yep. Even the host learned something.
With Sandra O'Bullock?
Was drafted by which NFL team?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're giving him gimmies.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles, Andy.
You should crumble.
All right. Mr. Hart.
Is it 5-2 now?
5-2.
5-2. There is, I got six more if you want them, so we'll see.
I need them.
This character in Remember the Titans, played by Ryan Gosling, got burnt so bad at corner that he got benched by the team's injured quarterback. What was that character's name?
I don't know. Pass.
Do I need the full name?
No.
His first name was Alan. Alan something?
Two.
Yes!
It's
wait, he doesn't need the full name?
No, I don't even have the full name.
I don't remember what his full name was, but
just
I sort of remember it was Alan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alan.
Alan Boswell?
He doesn't have the full name.
I don't have the full name.
Oh, you don't have it. No. Okay.
Texters, Twitch, if you would let us know Alan's full government name.
Debacle.
Alan Boswell.
Boswell? No.
Bosley. I said Boswell. It's Bosley.
Can't believe I'm losing.
Okay.
All right, back to Arkin.
Yes.
Bobby Boucher.
Yes.
Legendary linebacker.
Mama Fizz.
Played for this fictional college team.
Oh, shoot. What was the name of that school? I can see the jerseys.
I can see the jerseys.
Yeah. What was the name of the school? It was down south somewhere.
Name of the team.
It was Louisiana. It was somewhere in Louisiana because they had that one coach who spoke Creole. South Louisiana.
That's your answer?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Andy.
He was in the right ballpark. Louisiana Southern.
No. Arkin, was it A, Blue Mountain State, B, the Gators, C, the Mud Dogs?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so we're not talking about the actual school. We're talking about the mascot.
The team.
Was the same again?
Blue Mountain State.
Uh-huh.
The Gators. The Mud Dogs.
I believe it was.
What's he typing over there?
I'm not typing anything.
Oh, what? Watch him, Andy. What's going on? We got funny business going on.
Fingers were moving.
Stop the vote. Stop the count.
I believe it's the Mud Dogs.
Okay. Louisiana Mud Dogs.
All right.
The Louisiana Mud Dogs.
Yeah, we both were not on the right path.
No, we were thinking of the name of the school.
Yeah, I thought you had to have the school. Right.
Okay. I said team. That's why I clarified team in that.
Should have said mascot.
It's not the mascot. It's the team, the Louisiana Mud Dogs.
You son of a bitch.
All right. Mr. Hart.
Yes.
In this football movie, the starting quarterback gives the speech, chicks dig scars, pain heals, and glory lasts forever. Which movie is that speech from?
The Replacements.
He got it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I was going to say.
He got it.
That Keanu says that, right?
Yeah. DB, what do we got for a score?
We got a 7-3 Arkin right
7-3
now.
7-3 Arkin.
Okay. Oh,
still anybody's game, right?
No, it isn't.
All right,
can
Arkin.
I have like an MVP, MTV, like 8-ball?
An MTV 8-ball?
An MTV 8-ball.
Yeah, remember you used to do that? Like
not
rock
sure
and
that's
jock.
Allowed here at Odyssey.
Yeah, rock and jock softball, you could call for the ball and if you had a home run, it was like worth 8 points.
I remember that.
Okay,
yeah,
give me an 8-ball.
Arkin.
Yes.
Kevin Costner stars as the GM of the Browns, making a shocking trade up to the number one overall pick to take this linebacker. We will take either the actor's name or the character that the actor portrayed.
This is draft day. I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen it?
No, I never watched draft day.
It's terrible, but I watch it.
What was the guy's? I don't know. I have
great
no
concept,
idea.
Bad execution.
I don't know what I don't know. What
Andy?
His name was.
Tackle McGee.
Tackle McGee.
All right, Andy. I mean, Arkin, I'll give you the character's names. Was it Vontae Mack, A, B, Julian Washington, or C, Lance Harbor?
Julian Washington.
Vontae Mack.
No.
No, it's wrong for you, right for Andy.
Okay.
That's right. Julian Washington played by LL Cool J, Vontae Mack in draft day played by Chadwick Boseman,
okay.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, the late.
R.I.P.
Late, great.
All right, Mr. Hart. In this movie, Dennis Quaid plays a quarterback
What's the score? You said you had 10 questions. It's 7-4.
No, I said I had a few more than 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a few more
than 10. Are there
enough
for him
more
to catch up?
No. Okay. We got these are the last two.
Double or nothing?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm fighting for you.
In this movie, Andy, Dennis Quaid plays a quarterback who gets benched for this character.
Wait, is it the movie or the character?
It's the character. Dennis Quaid plays a quarterback who gets benched for this character.
I know both answers. You asked two questions, and I know both answers. Does Andy know either of them?
I don't even know the movie, I don't think. Pass.
Okay.
Okay, the movie's Any Given Sunday, right. And he gets benched for Steamin' Willie Beeman.
That's right.
Yes, wow. Thank you.
Exclamation point.
I didn't all like right. That movie. And then, really?
No.
Any Given Sunday?
I know it's got that speech that everybody loves, but.
Yeah. I like it when the guy's eye pops out and lands on the field. That's my favorite part of the movie. When the guy's driving, he gets a thumb in there, and then boom, eyeball right in the field. You all don't right. see that in the NFL that often.
No,
and
you don't.
And then,
never,
last
really.
One, Arcan.
Yes.
For all the tea in China. Directed by George Clooney, this film humorously explores the early chaotic days of professional American football.
Directed by George Clooney.
That's right. I was surprised to learn that.
The early days, Leatherheads.
He was on a roll yes, tonight. There was nothing we can do. I
starring
think he just
Jim
came
from
prepared.
The Office, who was played the quarterback. Night.
They get paid too.
That's
yep.
it.
That's right. You know, go back to the drawing board.
That's it.
Start
regroup.
Over.
Regroup.
Get back to the fundamentals.
What I will say
is we're a soft football team. At least we played soft
listen,
in this,
once,
this effort.
Once they get out on the court, there's nothing I can
nothing
do.
Nothing I can do.
Between the lines.
That sucked. Next week, I'll
I thought back. I thought it was great. But that's just because I whooped your ass.
You did a very good job.
I did. Thank you. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Arcan victorious in today's quiz with Stiz.
Boom.
Here's Dan Paul with what's trending. And when we come back, we'll get to your phone calls here. I promise. A lot of you waiting patiently to talk about Juan Soto and the Red Sox. We will get to that as well as what these last five games for the Patriots are going to look like here as Gerard Mayo and a couple other guys on that coaching staff maybe feeling their seat warm up a little bit. Here's Dan with what's trending, and we're right back.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending now on WEEI, sponsored by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins are back in action tonight, just a couple hours, as a matter of fact, as they take on the Vancouver Canucks at TD Garden. It's the first time in a couple of weeks, since November 14th to be specific, that the Bruins play a team with a winning record. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. Jeremy Swayman starts for the Bees, while Vancouver will start Kevin Lankinen. And the Patriots return to practice earlier today in preparation for kickoff against the Colts on Sunday at Gillette. The focus around the Patriots shifted briefly to the status and the return of safety Jabril Peppers, and Patriots quarterback Drake May reacted to his return in this way.
Glad to have him back in the building. I wait for him to speak on it, so just glad to have him back, and he's a great player.
Celtics are winners of 6 in a row after their win last night against the Clippers at TD Garden. Boston is off until Friday when they visit Chicago to play the Bulls in a game that's part of group play for the NBA Cup. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m. And finally, earlier today, as we've talked about on this show, MLB Network's John Morosi reported that the Red Sox were one of five teams to submit an offer for star outfielder Juan Soto, with the others being the Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, and Blue Jays. According to Brendan Cootey of The Athletic, the offers for Juan Soto are expected to go multiple rounds. First round is expected to be preliminary, and the following offers could start around next week. Folks, experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball, more WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up after this.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
What gets interesting to me is owners may have plans not to do anything, not want to do anything. And then inevitably, there are some teams that limp to the finish line. The fans aren't showing up. The stadiums are empty. The fans who are there are booing and angry. And so these last 6-7 weeks... no matter what somebody thinks today, on Monday, November 25th, these last 6 weeks go a long way towards determining what happens with some of these franchises at the end of the season and what the owners ultimately decide to do.
That was friend of the show, Adam Schefter. In case you didn't recognize his voice, it's Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. Nice to have you with us here this evening. That was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 3:45. We talked to Scal at 4 o'clock in our Wednesday guest corner. However, that was a question asked by, I think, the mullet guy, Boston, what's his name, Boston Connor?
Boston Connor, long-winded.
Fella on the show, does like to ask long questions, and he asked about Gerard Mayo, and everybody's down on Gerard Mayo after that, not just game, but comments after the game, which I didn't have as big of a problem with as some people, but that thing's not going away. That once they're within the white lines, there's nothing I or any other coach can do for him. I feel like that's pretty standard coach speak, you know? I can get you guys ready, which he didn't do, by the way, and that's sort of, I think, what people are mad about, but I can get you ready, I can get you as prepared as I can all week long, but as soon as that clock starts and you go out there on the field or you go out there on the court or you go out there on the ice or whatever sport it is you're playing, then it's up to you guys. You know, coaches say that crap all the time. Right. So I didn't really have that big of an issue with it. However, the biggest issue is that they weren't ready to go. I mean, they got eviscerated from the first quarter on. Really, it was the second quarter where it got really bad, but it was not, they did not look ready to play with that Miami Dolphins team, which is something that you could have said a lot over the last, I don't know, 10 years, really. I mean, they've had a really hard time playing against Miami down there. Tua Tagovailoa is still undefeated against the Patriots, and six of those games were against Bill Belichick, and not necessarily Tom Brady, but certainly against Bill and his defense. So this has been a recurring problem, not something that just popped up recently, but these last five games, who do they matter for the most? If they go out there and really suck in these last five games, and conversely, if they go out there and they kill it in these last five games, pick up a win against the Colts, pick up one of a win against the Bills, they end up winning one of those games, and end up with five wins in the season or six wins in the season, who is that better for, and who is it worse for if they completely crap out in these last five games? Who's gonna take the brunt of either that failure or success the most?
Well, I said it earlier. I think it's going to be at the assistant coach level. Yeah. And I think those are the guys. If the offensive line continues to have these days where Gerard Mayo's basically like, what do you want me to do? There's nothing I can do. I don't have the talent, and they're just sucking, and I want to replace them. Scott Peters is probably going to fall. If the wide receivers, young guys, don't jump forward and make some progress, I just think Tom Curran and Phil Perry have been very critical of him. That leads me to believe there's some internal discussions or something they've caught wind of that Tyler Hughes could be in the crosshairs. I think even on the defensive side of the ball, somebody's probably going to pay. I don't know who that'll be, whether it's, you know, Brian Belichick or Mike Pellegrino or some other assistant coach. Because I don't think Mayo's going anywhere. I'm with Schefter. Mm-hmm. I don't rule anything out. But I don't think there is any inclination right now for Mayo to be gone.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So then you go a layer down.
And what about, like, a layer up? Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, but
that's a layer up, right?
What,
I mean,
yeah, but what changes? I don't know.
What changes? You didn't make the same kind of commitment to him that you made to Gerard Mayo. There's already guys. That Joe Douglas is out there looking for a job right now. There's other people who are around that, when you sort of look at the Patriots from a GM perspective as opposed to a coaching perspective, it may be a little bit more attractive. Oh, another high draft pick. Oh, $140 million to spend. Oh, the chance to restore this once proud franchise back to where it should be by a series of roster. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be a more attractive position to land somebody good than head coach of this team. Does that make sense?
Yeah. My point is only, at least the way I feel, whatever ice Elliot Wolf is on, I don't really feel like he's going to grow thicker or thinner in the coming weeks. I think, like, I already have an opinion on him. I don't trust him. I'd bring in Joe Douglas.
I think it's thinned recently. I think it's gotten thinner recently as the season's gone on and the offensive line hasn't gotten any better and the run defense and all these things haven't improved. I think that people are looking at that as a talent problem.
No, I agree.
More so than a coaching
problem. But I've looked at it that way most of the time. Like, the rookie class is the rookie class.
How do you think the Crafts are looking at it, I guess?
I think there has to be questions in that area. I mean, he was the last guy to get his job, essentially.
Right.
Right, it was in July?
Right, June? They waited until after the draft to name him, right. Yeah.
He really didn't get his job until the very end. I absolutely think he should be in consideration for losing his job first in the roster and the talent. And that affects all of the other guys we're talking about. Van Pelt, Covington, everybody. The talent is holding them back or at least hindering their ability to put a better product on the field. I just don't know how much. I mean, I guess if they have a breakout, if Jalen Polk in the next five games suddenly catches, I don't know, 30 balls over five games and has six touchdowns, that would be a big step towards saving Elliott Wolf.
Yeah, it
right?
would be. Yeah.
Or Baker, or if Caden Wallace comes off IR and he gives you four games of...
And stabilizes one of the tackle positions, that'd be big, yeah.
Is he a starting tackle?
Yeah.
That could save him if they continue to stink and not have talent at receiver, and I feel like that...
And the whole draft class looks like a bust.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Other than May, obviously.
That's how,
yeah.
We have to be convinced otherwise. I feel like most of us look at it and say it's a bust.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bust draft. So I feel like I've sort of already started my notes on Elliott Wolf, whereas I feel like we have ebbed and flowed more with the coaches. Like, a couple weeks ago, DeMarcus Covington against the Bears. Everybody was loving DeMarcus Covington, nine sacks, all this. Alex Van Pelt, I feel like, dipped about a month ago and then had an uptick. And then had a downtick last week when he admitted that he didn't know Marcus Jones played offense. That hurt him. But people felt like he was trending in the right direction.
Stock dropped a little bit after that, I'd say, yeah.
And he's tied into May for whatever, like, they're already tied at the hip. They're already hooked together. So I think Elliott Wolf's draft class could change the feelings of both him and the position coaches. But I really think the position coaches are going to be the guys that are most in the crosshairs. I really do.
All right. Yeah, you could be right. The Colts this weekend, I think, is a winnable game. Just based on their quarterback situation, I think it's probably as close to the Chicago Bears quarterback situation as there is right now. You got this young guy who's pretty erratic, and you don't really know what you're going to get on a week-to-week basis. They have a much stronger run game, I'd say, than Chicago does, so that may end up playing a role in that because the Patriots haven't been able to stop the run in a while. But I think that's a winnable game. Cardinals, I'd say no, probably not. Bills and Chargers, I'd say no. That second Bills game on January 5th, though, Buffalo's resting their guys.
Maybe.
You might have a chance to go in there and steal that one. And so that would be two wins down the stretch. That would get him to five wins, which would be an improvement from last year.
Which he guaranteed.
Albeit a small one. He did guarantee that. And I do think that that matters. I think that that matters to the Crafts. You know, just one win better than Bill in his last year. Yeah, we made the right decision. We brought in a guy and the team got better. Like that makes them look better, even if it's just one win. I think that's significant.
So I agree they could value it and tout it if it happens in the positive. If it doesn't happen, do you think it hinders Jerod Mayo's future? Does it open up the door for a change? Do you think if they don't win again, if they win three games, does that put him in the crosshairs?
Mayo, no. Mayo, no, I don't think so.
I don't really think so either. I agree with you that if you get above
Bill... Because I don't think
they
expected that. I think Mayo made that guarantee. I don't think the Crafts were expecting the team to improve.
Right. I go back to that phrase.
But if it does, I think they'd be thrilled.
Robert said, we know there's rough times ahead or something like that.
Yeah,
and these are rough times. Now, if every game is like Sunday and you get blown out and then we're talking about something in the locker room or something... Because I don't think their body language has been great on the field at times. And I know fans get really pissy about this if you talk about body language. Oh, now we're going to break down body language. It's football, blah. I think body language matters sometimes. I think it's sometimes it is a indication of how guys feel and how invested they are. I don't love their body language. And if that goes down south for the next 5 weeks, maybe that could hinder it. But I actually don't think winning and losing will decide Jerod Mayo's future.
We have some breaking news.
Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Wouldn't exactly call this the scoop of the year. However, the Patriots, according to their official Twitter account, have released guard Mike Jordan. Mike Jordan off the team. They have claimed guard Lester Cotton off of waivers. I'm not familiar with Lester Cotton and his work. I believe that was the name of Sharon Stone's boyfriend in the casino.
Really?
It was Lester Diamond, not Lester Cotton. It was Lester Diamond. Remember? his the pimp girlfriend that or the pimp boyfriend that she kept going back to, and then De Niro finds him at the diner.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they get beat. They beat him up outside, and he gives them the money, and he says, "All right, now get out of here." Lester Cotton has been claimed off waivers. Michael Jordan is gone. He has been released by the Patriots. Any thoughts on that, Andy?
I think it's funny because we've been talking about the tackles all week, and not that Jordan has been good. We've joked about the fact that if you run any sort of cross or stunt across his face, it's like they freak out and freeze and don't block anybody. Guess they didn't really care about that continuity that they've valued for the last 3 weeks. They're not keeping him out there. Could be a good sign also that Cole Strange is getting close.
Could be.
They replaced a guy. But so this is where they are. They're going from claiming guy. I mean, from starting guys to cutting guys. Like, there's no in between. You're not benched and you're a backup for a week. No. You're cut. We're replacing you with some guy off the street. And who knows? Maybe guy off the street plays. Ben Brown did that. Ben Brown went from the street to basically starting lineup.
He did.
This just shows you yet again the debacle that is that offensive line.
It really, really does.
And Elliott Wolf's building of it and trying to tinker with it throughout the year.
Dan, who is Lester Cotton?
Lester Cotton, undrafted in 2019 out of Alabama, most recently played the last year and a half with Miami. He was waived yesterday by the Dolphins.
Got it. Vedarian Lowe's got to be looking around going, okay, so they benched Demontre Jacobs, and they cut Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
And I'm the one who screwed up 8 times in the game. Like, that's, he's got to be thinking is on borrowed time right now.
Thank God there's no tackles available.
Seriously. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones here. A lot of you waiting patiently to talk about the Red Sox and Juan Soto, so let's start with Tom in Providence. Go ahead, Tom. Oh, Tom.
Gentlemen, how are we doing this season?
Good, Tom. How you doing?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Terrific, great.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to talk about Juan Soto, but first of all, Drake May is the guy. Great. We need to change everything around him, as you know.
Yes.
So, but getting back to Juan Soto, one of the things you haven't spoken about is obviously what he's asking for. He knows who he is. He's a stud. L.A.? He's going to be behind Shohei. In New York, he's played next to Judge, who they have a dedicated place in the stands for Judge.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston, he can be the man. And you know he wants to be the man. He's not going to Canada. He's not going to Toronto. So there's a glimmer of hope, but we're all skeptical about what is going to be a commensurate pay rate that they offer him.
Yeah, agreed. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
The dismissal of Devers continues.
It's true. I mean, it's an erasure is what this is. You just got me thinking about this. He'd be the man in Toronto, too, right? I mean, Vlad Guerrero's there, but Soto would get there, and he'd be the man, just
he'd
be the man
here
with the Red Sox. He'd also be the man in that country. Would you rather be the guy in Boston or the guy in a whole country?
But do they care there?
I don't know.
Wouldn't they like him better if he skated and scored goals?
They definitely would like him better if he could do that. I know that for sure. But yeah, that's, I mean, listen, I don't think he's going to Toronto either. And by the way, I've been saying this all day, that there's four other teams, there's five other teams. The Dodgers are the other team. And they met with him earlier this week, too. And I don't know why I just completely spaced on that and was talking about just the four teams, New York, and Toronto. L.A. is also in the mix.
Well, there's four other teams.
Right.
You were saying it right, even if you didn't say that, because you're the Red Sox and there's four others.
Right. So that makes five altogether, yeah. And then the other four were New York, Toronto, and L.A., and you may not have noticed this. I'm not sure if you're paying attention, you big seam heads out there, big baseball fans. The Dodgers spend like drunken sailors. I mean, they'll throw money at anybody. They don't give a crap. They're like the Celtics.
You know what worries me about that is the reports out of Los Angeles that they got more return on investment in Shohei than they expected. And that, so Shohei, Asian audience, correct?
Yes.
Like that, there's some value marketing. I don't know how all that works, but this is a different audience.
Mm-hmm.
So if they look at that and go, wait a minute, that brought in X.
Yeah, Matsui. Remember on the Yankees? He brought in a bunch of money from Japan. And Daisuke and guys that. Yeah, that happened.
Are we missing out on the Dominican audience in Los Angeles? Are we like sitting on some untapped resource?
Mm.
That worries me, the way that worked out for them and the way they may project that onto this situation.
Yeah, you could be right about that. Jamal is stuck in traffic. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, Jamal. What's up?
First of all, I would like to say, Andy, this is in no defense of you at all.
Uh-oh.
But, Christian, man, you can't be happy with that quiz show y'all had. If you put me and the other 35 listeners that listened to that, at least 30 of us would have beat your butt.
You wouldn't have beat me. You might have beat Andy. You weren't beating me. I'd smoked him. Come on.
Nah.
And there was more. There was at least 45 people listening to that, Jamal.
Especially with the Twitch chat chiming in.
Quite rude, yes. Anyway, what else you got before I hang up on you?
Well, I just think this whole Juan Soto thing, I don't want to put all my chips in one guy. I think the Red Sox and the Patriots have a similar situation where they have an amazing build to make, and I'd rather use, instead of getting Soto, get a couple of great pitchers and the right-handed bat we needed or whatever. Start there, and then you can worry about getting, like, a big-name person.
Okay. I mean, listen, Jamal, it's not a crazy thought, and if there was a finite amount of money to spend, then I would say, sure, you know, just get these things first. I don't see why you can't have both. I don't see why you can't have all of that. John Henry could absolutely have all of that. Of course he could, and the Red Sox could if they wanted to. They don't. They've shown and proven over the last, you know, decade plus that that's not a priority for them anymore. The Red Sox aren't that kind of a priority for them anymore, and that they're not going to go the extra mile when it comes to pitching staff and, you know, free agent pitchers. Ever since Dave Dombrowski left, that's been right out the window. I mean, they really haven't even bothered. Outside of Lucas Giolito, I guess you could say that was a signing, but come on. It wasn't like a max deal, and he kind of sucked last year. Not last year, but the year before. He didn't play last year.
He did suck.
Right? I mean, that's kind of where I am with all that. I think you can have all of those things, and if it's one or the other, and it's either Soto or two starting pitchers and a right-handed power bat, I take the starting pitchers and the right-handed power bat. I would do that, too. That would make the team better than just Juan Soto would make the team, I think. Because they need help in other areas, too. They also need a closer. They need to do all these things. So, you know, it's like it's on the Red Sox to either decide to spend, and not just spend, but spend big, or it's on Craig Breslow to get creative with it like they wanted Chaim Bloom to do all these years and wait for the kids to come up and either trade them or count on them for some cheap labor for the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons.
So I know we all pick and choose which reports we believe or don't believe or sway us in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen plenty of reports. I believe Rob Bradford told us this last week, and others have sort of insinuated it. It's not just Soto and nothing else for the Red Sox. There is a chance they get Juan Soto and do other things at a intriguing level. I don't know who all those guys will be in terms of pitchers and trades and signing starting pitchers. There's a lot of starting pitchers on the market. There may be some value signings at some point, which are better than Giolito, I think. There may be some good signings. So I don't buy this whole idea. If they get Soto, they're not doing anything else, and they can't get Soto to do other things. Like, I think they can do both. I think it can be a Soto, lower-level right-handed bat, and at least one starting pitcher. And I would take that. I don't think it's Soto or bust or anything of that light.
Yeah, I think you might be right. We'll see.
Look at you. You're coming around.
779-7937. In terms of it being Soto or bust, sure. We'll see if they actually do anything. Let's take a few more calls here before we get to odds and ends. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen. So here's my question. Are we talking tennis? Are we talking baseball? Because a solo player or an ace is in tennis. You know, you're a solo player. In the baseball team, you need multiple players. Mm. You know, Big Poppy didn't do it by himself. Mm. He was a key player on that on those teams, but he had other players there. So if you put all your money on Soto, and in Boston, we'll eat him alive if he comes in here. If they were to go with him and he comes in here and he doesn't succeed, they will eat him alive and spit him out.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if he comes here and he stinks. Yeah. If he comes here and he puts up big numbers and the team doesn't win, no one's going to blame Soto for that, I don't think. I also agree with you. If it's one or the other, and it's Soto or multiple players that, you know, don't cost as much as he does but cost a lot and fill in different holes that you have, I'd go that way, too. I've been saying that all along. Paul's in Quincy. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how are you? I heard the Soto thing is going to be multiple rounds of negotiation. That means he's going to keep raising the price until teams drop out.
Yeah.
Which probably means he's going to be overpaid. Oh. You know, he's going to cut the number of teams down from 3 to 2. So, I mean, how do you think the Red Sox are really going to stay in the whole thing?
Not really. I think that they'll probably drop out. That sounded just like Jackson, by the way, didn't it?
Didn't that guy did.
He sounded exactly like Jackson.
Wow, Arcan. I didn't notice it.
I was
until
about
you
to be like,
it?
Is this you, Jackson? But we don't have time. Yeah, I think there will be multiple rounds. And I think that the Red Sox probably won't be there at the end. I think it's going to come down to two teams, and the Red Sox will have dropped out by then, if I'm to make a prediction. Last word goes to Sam in the car. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, I think you got a situation here where the Red Sox are trying to do the same thing that the Patriots did with Calvin Ridley. They're going to say that they were in on Juan Soto just to get the headline, and then they're going to blame it on something else, Texas, or he was already set on going to New York, or whatever else. They're trying to say they're a big market team. They've got to see the name in the headline with L.A. and New York, and then they can just, when the fans get mad, say, you know, it wasn't for us.
Yeah, listen, Sam, I think that that's what I'm most afraid of, too. And this is the interest kings we're talking about. Every single year, they're interested in everybody.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing for them? Because I think it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. Because they don't land the guys they're interested in.
No, but that's my point. Like, he made the it sound like they're doing it intentionally because they want the interest and the attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you make get everybody hopped up on Soto news and then get Teoscar Hernandez and get, you know, Corbin Burns, there might be a letdown factor.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just went out and weren't in on Hernandez, on Soto, and got Teoscar Hernandez and Burns, wouldn't that be seen as a big advancement from past off seasons? If they are doing that, I think it's a terrible plan. I think they're legitimately interested. Whether they get him or not, I think they're trying to get Juan Soto. Because if they're intentionally building up excitement for Juan Soto just for a couple weeks worth of talk and fun, I think it does a disservice to the guys they actually bring in. Because people are going to be less excited about... Because right now, if you get Burns and Teoscar Hernandez, that blows away Giolito.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're excited about it. It's a much 100%. Better offseason.
Yeah. That's a good offseason.
Yeah. So I think that's a dumb plan. I think they want Soto. I think they're trying to get Soto.
Yep. I agree. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll wrap things up next with Odds and Ends.
Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. First of all, want to say nice debut for Dan Ball. Way to go.
Indeed.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
We didn't bust his balls that much today.
Waka waka.
So expect more of that as we get to know each other better. But nice job. A lot of praise on the Twitch line.
Really?
Which,
so Andy was lying to me all day.
Well, on the text line it wasn't as good, but on the Twitch line, they were saying,
different audiences.
Good job on the trending's, very smooth, all of that. You're not some radio rookie either. I mean, you've been at this a bit. A
couple years in the Capital Region doing afternoons. I mean, small potatoes compared to this, but I appreciate it.
Yes.
And I'll try not to screw it up moving forward. The pressure amounts.
Okay,
capital region.
We appreciate that. Yes, the capital
region.
What the
F does that mean?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
I was like, what?
Trying to make that area of the country sound important.
Yes.
Is what I came up with.
That is the capital of New York.
It is.
Yeah, every state has a capital, so it's like you can't call it the capital unless it's Washington, D.C. That's the capital.
Capital of the country. He didn't say the capital of the country.
No, he said
the
capital. Region.
Capital region of New York, which is.
Aren't we in Boston? Wouldn't that be the capital region?
Sure.
Yeah, are you starting something new, Andy?
I don't know.
You trying to start that?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Right. Anyway, nice job today, Dan. We look forward to ripping you all week long after this. I guess it's Thanksgiving coming up, so maybe we'll give you a break tomorrow. But we will resume back on Monday. What do you got for odds and ends today,
so
Andy?
We're lucky in New England now.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been 6 weeks of luck.
Here in the Capital Region.
In the Capital Region. We have a quarterback that is, we think, good. He's fun. We don't need any added zest or entertainment factor.
Right.
When he was mic'd up, he wasn't great. He kind of said all the same things, kind of talked to his linemen. It wasn't the best. Some places aren't so fortunate. They're not sure who their quarterback is moving forward. They're in a bridge situation. And those people have Jameis Winston, and they're called the Browns.
Yes.
And we talked about it a little bit.
They get to live in Cleveland.
But they have...
but they have the Browns.
The Browns.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about Jameis Winston when he was mic'd up, talking about the horses here, but the Lord wins, or I don't know, gets you ready, blah, blah, blah. It's not the lights, the camera, the action. Well, actually, it is the action we need to put forth. There was another one in there, a little diamond in that mic'd up situation. He has a unique way of showing his frustration when he's trying to get a defense to jump offside.
What's that? Yeah. What, Eddie? What's that? Hot. Terrible. What's that? Somebody jump offside. Damn.
I give him a lot of credit for the last ditch effort. The clock's winding down. Somebody jump offside.
Come on.
Damn.
Give me a break here. I'm yelling here.
I gave you everything.
Somebody jump offside. Damn.
He's tremendous. He's the gift that keeps on giving.
He really is.
Jelly of the Month Club, Clark.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, Jameis has had a very odd career, I'd say.
Yes.
For a guy who was the first overall pick and, you know, was pretty up and down, I'd say, in those years in Tampa Bay. Had a controversial career in college as well, despite being the man at Florida State. But since then, he's really rehabbed his image, I would say, in a lot of ways. And as a backup quarterback, you can tell. I mean, just people like him. He has it. Whatever it is, he's got it.
Is he a backup quarterback? Or is he, like, in this day and age, in this league, is he still a bottom 5 to 10 quarterback?
Yes.
He's just a backup.
I think he's a backup.
Yeah, probably.
There's maybe a team or two that he could battle it out with the starter, but
yeah,
as soon as they draft somebody, like, he's the backup, right? I mean, like, I sort of feel like that's where he is.
But he's also the backup.
Like, I think Joe Flacco might be better than some starters in the league, but he's a backup.
Right.
Right.
But he's more fun than Joe Flacco.
Definitely more fun
than Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco
might be better. I don't know. At this point, we'll see. But he's a guy that I feel like when he comes in, it's not like, oh, no, the backup's. It's like, hey, Jameis is coming in.
He's a bridge quarterback.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know in the game. You never know week to week. You never know in the press conference. You never know it all.
Yeah. You really don't.
Some good to him.
He was the guy that went 30-30 a couple years ago with Tampa Bay. Like, you know it's going to be exciting no matter what.
He making plays for somebody.
That's right.
His team,
somebody's catching that football.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Drake May, if he played all year, could be hitting a 30-30 year this year. He could be.
I'm just saying
he could be.
He does not have a problem, but he might have a problem, and it could be a problem if it weren't a problem.
He has more turnovers than touchdown passes so far this year.
Sunday's another game.
Just by one. And yes, Sunday is indeed another game against the Indianapolis Colts. We have one more show before the holiday break. It's tomorrow, a mail-it-in Wednesday. No, just kidding.
What?
Of course, we'll have all the important things tomorrow, like a
Turkey.
Adam Schefter interview. Oh. Brian Scalabrine will be joining us as well. And yes, we'll be talking a lot about Thanksgiving and what our Thanksgiving plans are and the food we like to eat on Thanksgiving, all that type of stuff. By the way, stick around. KJ and Lyons have you for the duration of the evening. They'll take you up all the way until 10 o'clock. And yes, thank you very much. There's Lyons back there. Give me a little fist pump. What, you didn't think I knew that? That's all for us today. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on WEEI.
See ya.